Hello, Scorpio, and welcome to part three of your birthday reading. This is our time for some astrology afterthoughts, a few ideas a bit out of the narrative, perhaps, and also we will look at some tarot cards from the Voyager deck by Dr. James Wanless, doctor of history and political science, by the way, from Columbia University. Nice guy, Taurus. And a fabulous designer of the deck that I use to do these readings. Not an easy day to work. I tend to feel a strong personal connection to these kind of events, and I'm not really one of these people who can just tune it out and go out and have a good time. So I've been following events as best I can and working with the chart for this event to get a handle on the scope of things. I'll have more about that on Tuesday, Planet Waves FM. So the two main astrology afterthoughts. One is that Chiron in Pisces is a beckoning and indeed a kind of an urging for you to have experiences. I know that my readers, listeners, and clients tend to be older. Very few young people on the radar, except through my magazine readership. I don't really hear from them very much. And I would still say that the need for youthful experience is vital. If you are finding yourself to be set in your ways, set in your beliefs, and set in your life patterns, now is a good time to review that, because you really don't want to be set in your ways. What you want to do is stay young, and staying young means experiencing life, experiencing passion, pleasure, traveling if you can, seeing the world a bit, but mostly it means living creatively, living in a way that is experimental and allowing yourself to feel some lust for life. I'm saddened by the number of people who are giving up on this and people whose pasts weigh so heavily on them that they consume the future. And your chart is saying you need to be young. You need some experience. Ready? Up. I have a dog that likes to sit next to me on a chair. But you can't jump up onto the chair. That would be Henrietta. I'll put a picture of her in with your tarot spread. And the way to stay young is to have experiences, to challenge yourself with new things, and to challenge yourself with new art forms. I'm Eric Francis, not Eric Clapton, but I started playing guitar at age 47 because I wanted to and because I knew that it would keep my brain elastic and learning, and I love music and needed to participate, and most people, frankly, would not dare to start playing guitar at age 47. Many would, some would, a couple would, one did, that was me. And so, you know, Chiron in your fifth, Chiron in Pisces, wherever that may be in your natal chart, but certainly it's in our method of reading, it's the fifth solar house, is about youthful experience, and Chiron is about experience, and the message is therefore redoubled. And we might even add retripled, because my second idea for you for afterthoughts involves Mercury in your sign currently, conjunct the sun. And what that is saying is that no matter how private you may think you are, it really is essential that you communicate your feelings. Not expect others to read your mind, and to live your life transparently, not as if it were a conspiracy of some kind. This means speaking about your intentions, your needs, your desires, your motives, your withholds, the things you haven't said that you know that you need to say. And being clear. That is a form of love. And if you love someone, Sting said, set them free. And I would say, if you love them, say what you need to say to them. We don't really accept as valid the many reasons people have for not doing this. And I have found that it's easier for me to live when I share, when I'm open, when I'm transparent, when no one can hold any secrets over my head, and more importantly, when I cannot hold any secrets over my head. So, for example, if you find yourself spending more time talking about a relationship with someone other than the relationship is with, in other words, a girlfriend, but not your partner, that's something to look at. Communicate with people, not about them. They're the ones that need the benefit of your attention in any event. And, corresponding with that is this long transit of Pluto through your third house. There is a long tradition of secrecy and of compartmentalization and silence that Westerners, humans, and I'm sure plenty of Asian cultures do the same thing, maybe more so, where the theme of communication is about compartmentalization. You say certain, you're one way with one person, one way with another person. Pluto has been breaking down those barriers. And it's necessary to think of yourself as one person of one mind, not many different facets and fragments of someone that can be sort of distributed, or you can like choose that, that thing with that person, that thing with that person. And ultimately what you're doing is weakening yourself by not being a unified whole entity. And you'll be much happier as a unified whole entity. All right, these cards are well mixed. Divided the deck in three. It's a large deck of about 140 cards. Shuffled it, and then shuffled each of the three, and then put it together, mixed that up, cut it in three, and now I'm drawing out the 10 cards in the Celtic Wings spread. There's an explanation on our not terribly well-organized reading page. That page needs to be redesigned. We're so busy that often we have to leave well enough alone. But we will redesign that page. Okay, first card I choose is actually the fourth card in the spread, and that's the card about what you want. And we come to Trump 14. For those of you who are fans of the Rider-Waite deck, this is Temperance. For those of you who are fans of the Crowley deck, he changed it to Art, as did, is it Alchemy in the Crowley deck? But in any event, James Wanless calls it Art. James likes to use modern metaphors that people understand. So there's no courtly cards, knights and kings and queens. There's men and women in this deck. And we don't need alchemy or temperance. We need art. So that's what he chose as Trump 14. It's a beautiful card. This is a deck just to get, even if you can't read tarot, to just look at the cards because they're so flippin' interesting. They're all collages made, get this, from magazine ads. All of them. Every last image is cut from a magazine ad, and no one complained. He said this to me in person at dinner, having sushi in Massachusetts. No one complained. Okay. First card, right below that, is Devil's Play 15, also known as the Devil. Now, this is about, have you ever met a goat? This is about taking risks. It's about doing things that seem materialistic. It is about materializing your desire and walking a fine line between materializing your desire and living out your experiences and not being possessed by them. And that's possible to do. You have to be evolved. That is the purpose of being evolved, so that you have control over your mind. You can make choices. And so we have trumps 15 and 14 beginning our spread. Devil's play and art. So be a devilishly playful artiste. Second card, Achiever, the Man of Worlds. We get the Runner. We get, who was in there? Grandpa's magnifying glasses on the drain board drying. It was washed with the dishes. Let's see. Ah, there's another magnifying glass here. An antique desktop type magnifying glass, which used to be on every single desk, from what I understand. We have the card is kind of a male card, you know, the Man of Worlds. So all the people depicted are men, and what is depicted are great achievements, flight, the planet Saturn, the Colosseum in Rome, the victorious runner, various other technological triumphs insinuated. And this could be someone around you, but it's more likely to be you, or a meeting place between you and someone around you. But let's see if that develops. So far, so good. We're aiming high so far in this spread. And the just concentrating on the three cards that are face up and reading them as a little aspect pattern, the flow of experience seems to be from being driven by purpose of success or achievement to being inspired by creative activities, events, desires. Okay, card 13. So we're looking at an interesting alignment. I've never seen this before. We have cards 13, 14, and 15 together in a row, not exactly in order. 15's in the middle. That would be the Death card, the Scorpio card. The reason people are made so nervous about Scorpio is because it's the Death card, and Friday the 13th was yesterday. Not especially happy day. Okay, next card is Three of Cups, Love. Three of Cups, Love. Dig it. Other decks call the Two of Cups, Love. Because it's two cups, me and you, you and me. But James Wanless is funny, and I'm going to write to him and ask him about this. I've always wondered why. It makes sense to me. Someone with some polyamorous leanings. I just don't do that thing where I love someone and then just stop loving everyone else. In any event, the three here is saying love and be open to love. Don't close. Remain open. Love and remain loving. Fabulous. Flower, I never noted. No, is this? It's fish, but they look like some kind of an orchid. This is some of the most brilliant collage work ever. It looks as if there is one cup filling another cup. Now, there's not really three cups depicted that I can see, but the card is the three. And to me, it is love that is delivered with a reminder of love and don't shut down. Love and be open. Love and keep loving. That's cool. Okay, negative feelings or resistance. The Regenerator, Sage of Cups. I think of this as a Scorpio card because the process of regeneration, of things returning to their elements and then regrowing, is very much a Scorpio thing, I think, that biological, cycle of, well, people say death and rebirth. That's one way to describe it, but it's of change and of new ideas coming from old ones and experience leading to new experiences. Now we come to two places of relationship cards. And oh, by the way, that is in position of resistance. Regenerator, the card for Regenerator is in the position of resistance. So make of that what you will, but I would say that it is the kind of not so cryptic statement, don't resist regenerating. Just regenerate. Keep growing and allow yourself to be young and be new. You're not old if you're 35. You're not old if you're 55. You're not old if you're 75 unless you feel old and your mind is done accepting new things into it. But sadly, many people's minds are done accepting new things into it when they're 20. So that, to me, is the measure of age. Keep your sense of humor. Hang out with some young people. They're not all that weird. See what they've got going on. Next, the next two cards are relationship cards. So they are on the right side of the spread, kind of like the seventh house is on the right side of a chart. And the old spread had one relationship card. My spread has two relationship cards. Two is not much more than one, but it's twice as many, better than one. And they can and play off each other, and these two play off each other very nicely. There is clearly excellent relationship energy around you here, for sure. Numerous cards. Art is a relationship card. Love, synergy, and seer in the position of a relationship is a relationship card. And so it seems to me like the direction that we're going in this spread is away from concretization, away from achievement and money for their own sake, and more moving in the direction of experience for the sake of connecting and for pleasure, which means sharing. This Three of Cups in the position that it's in here is saying to me, you can afford to share. You can afford to be generous and to stop giving yourself reasons and rationales for not being generous. Note the amount of rationalization that accompanies the choice to not be generous. Constant, but we don't hear it. It's just like din in the back of the mind. But it's constant rationalization. If you were to stop that rationalization and stop looking for reasons not to be generous, you would find yourself being very generous and feeling good about it. And that's how to share, because what you've mainly got to share is love. And speaking of, the Two of Cups appears as the ninth card, the outcome card, or the first of two outcome cards. So we've got the old love card, Two of Cups, which James has renamed Equilibrium, Balance. It's the Two of Cups, but there are six flowers illustrated. The six is a reference to the center of the Tree of Life, Tipareth, however you pronounce it. The card that is the Sephiroth in the Tree of Life, that is the center of the Tree of Life, that is about love and pleasure. Not sure if that was intentional, but I'm not sure why else you would put a six in the Two of Cups, unless you were referencing the Kabbalah, unless you were saying, six. There's a six someplace. Six, by the way, is also the number of the Lover's card. So we've got that kind of curious reference there. Remember, these systems are made by humans, and they both contain intentional puns and also kind of inadvertent things that enter the scenario and appear in the picture without the author necessarily planning. I mean, the basis of postmodernism in literature is, you know, to hell with planning. But I would not necessarily want to read a book made up of alphabet blocks shaken up and transcribed. In any event, we have a lot of very friendly relationship cards and some quite, you know, strong trump cards in the form of cards 13, 14, and 15, forming kind of a pillar in this spread, followed by love, synergy, seer, equilibrium. And assuming that you can get over your resistance to regenerating, if you're feeling that, you might not be. You might think, oh, I already did that, which would be good. The last card, the card confirming, the one that is down at the bottom, is Feeler, Child of Cups. And so this is a reference back to that Chiron in the fifth house saying that you are craving childlike experience. And that's what it says. Feeler. Feel. Let yourself feel. I know you're a Scorpio, and feeling can be overwhelming, but you might want to discern the difference between emoting and sensing. There is a difference, a very large difference between emoting and sensing. Emoting is this kind of churn that goes on. Feeling is like, imagine if you were to just feel your kitty cat's cheek. Take your finger and say, hey, kitty, I need to feel your cheek, and just stroke her cheek. That's feeling. And what she's picking up from your finger is feeling. Or imagine you see a rose in your garden or rose garden, and you, what I like to do with roses, I kind of like to grab them and sort of squish them a little bit. Not hurt them, just feel them. Feel that kind of squishy, kind of densely packed quality of the petals of a rose. Great flower. And that's feeling. I'm feeling the flower. I'm not emoting it. Emoting it is getting mad or some form of pathos, right? That's emoting. But feeling is what you do when you just sort of roam around the world and sense the world. And that is what I have to say to you for this birthday season. It's 5:45 here in Kingston. It looks like it's 10 o'clock at night outside. And it's a Saturday night, and I'm going to post these readings. Thank you, by the way, for allowing me the minor indulgence of publishing these without the intro music. You've saved me a few steps. I need to go downstairs and select something from the large library of music that we're creating for Vision Quest. I have something in mind. I may edit them or send the piece out. It's I forget what it's called, but it's a good one, with our engineer picking up the guitar and rocking out. But I'll make sure you get that piece sooner rather than later. But I want to get this reading into your hands sooner rather than later, and that should be in about 20 minutes from now. I'm going to have to output two files. We're going to throw this page together and get this into your inbox. Again, thank you for your patience. As I said, I prefer to do these things and really have a pretty strict rule about not working when I am stressed out in any way or overtired. And sometimes, especially this time of year, I have to wait for that opening. Let's see. I'm going to include something for you, which is the Scorpio reading from Astrology for Artists. I love that set of readings. I think it's one of the best and most original that I have ever done, and I think everyone should get a chance to hear their sign. They're approximately half-hour readings. We'll include that on the page. Those were done back in August, the whole project dedicated to Brian Eno. I will soon have your Vision Quest readings. I expect that to be hopefully the first week of January. According to my evil plan, that should be doable. I have some help from my staff taking care of my normal day-to-day duties. That's really nice. And so anyway, we'll have that for you soon. Once again, have an awesome year. If I don't hear from you for a while, or maybe I will hear from you super duper soon. If you have any questions or thoughts, you can write to me at efc@ericfrancis.com. And if you don't hear back, just write again or write and copy someone else at a different address and they'll get it to me. And thanks for being a Planet Waves patron and customer. All right, with love. Bye for now.